Well, hello. It is WISPIT by Angela. WISPIT abbreviated stands for Women and Wisdom in Socially Powerful and Interesting Times. As always, it is my pleasure to speak to my listeners regarding a variety of topics that hopefully are thought-provoking, interesting, entertaining, and enlightening. And it is always my hope that anyone and everyone who tunes in will be enriched, edified, and spiritually touched to move beyond the challenges of this life and rise from the ashes of this limited existence to a higher elevation of thinking and creativity. You see, in our lifetime, we've heard the word no in so many forums, to include childhood and even in adolescence. But somehow, the world has evolved into so many facets that everything is moving all at the same time. And everything and everyone wants your time. But it is impossible to give all your time to everyone and everything. So what do? You learn to exercise the power of the word no. So join me today in my presentation entitled The Power of the Word No. Well, hello to everyone. It has been a little while, but there has been so much going on in the world all at the same time. Impossible to give all of your time to everything and everyone at the same time. Sometimes just simply finding the time to breathe in a situation or a period where you can just sit alone and think almost seems impossible and exhausting. You can barely even get on your computer, your tablet, or your phone before pop-up messages just start over and over. Text messages, something or someone that needs your time every minute. Well, I don't mean to laugh about this next part, but this is a real life situation that occurred while I was driving and my granddaughter was sitting in the back of my truck. She said, "Granny, I need a little bit more charge on my tablet." And I said, "Okay, just give me a minute. Let me pull over and I can insert the charge for you." Well, before I could even do that, I heard this just deep sigh of frustration. And I said, "What's wrong?" She said, "Oh, I see so many calls or FaceTimes coming into my tablet. It's mommy, it's daddy, it's Gigi, it's papa. I can't answer them all at the same time." Now, I didn't mean to laugh, and I by no means let her see that I was. But what she was experiencing is exactly what we all experience every day. Too much overload, too much input, and not enough time to allow the concentration to be able to handle one thing at a time. As a physician, my days start early and they often end late. And everyone and everything needs your time all at once. And you know, I used to sometimes get frustrated because I would feel as though I'm trying to handle one or two things, and then I see the task messages coming in And then it's an email that you have to handle. Then it's someone tapping on your office door. Then you're trying to answer something on a conference call, and you can't even press the button enough to be able to say, hold up, wait a minute. It used to be a time that when a door was closed, you knew that that meant, you know, this is not an appropriate time to knock. I might need to wait just a few minutes before I intercede in this person's time. No. As a physician, your head can be spinning in 1,000 different directions all at the same time. And I used to get frustrated because all these things would be coming in at me at the same time. And before I could really get one thing done, it's something or somebody that needs your time. And then I had to realize that the world now has become so selfish and self-centered that it is really about that person or that thing or that situation that needs to get their views, their concerns heard, irregardless of what you have to do. See, it doesn't matter if you're the last one sitting in the office at the end of the day, because everything and everybody will walk out of that door but you. You see, I am the first person at the beginning of the day that starts in the office, and I am the last person that leaves, and it's called responsibility, and I accept that. But what I will not accept anymore is everything and everyone and every situation infringing on my time, particularly my personal time, when it is just that, my personal time. I could remember years ago, my son and I, if we walked into a store, a restaurant, etc., because I am naturally an outgoing person, and my son would say, Mom, now when we go in this store, don't make eye contact, don't say anything, don't look at anybody, just keep your head down, let's get in and let's get out. And I used to actually laugh at that at one time. I no longer laugh at that anymore. Because now that we have entered the digital age, that was supposed to make our lives easier and more efficient, it has actually created more work. And I have to actually say that he is correct. Because what he was experiencing years ago as a young man, when we would go out to dinner or whatever, is that everybody doesn't exercise healthy boundaries. And although you're glad to see people, it is appropriate to speak, say a few words, and keep it moving. Because you don't realize the sacrifice that may have occurred for a mother, a father, or a family just to find time to sit down and just be a family and talk or communicate. But now we see that all of that has been replaced with iPhones, tablets, Androids. Nobody wants to talk anymore. They're sitting at a table texting because that seems to be the new wave of communication. The power of the word no. A simple word, easy to say, but hard to do. Because we often feel that we have to give everything and everyone our time. And then at the end of the day, you're burned out, you're frustrated, you're angry, and the day has passed. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to give you a few suggestions. And I am going to also present a few examples of some things that I had to do and change in my life in order to have more peace, more satisfaction, less frustration, and more enjoyment. So let's start with a few facts. Fact number one, the world does not have boundaries, so you have to create one. And the problem with the word no, in my opinion, for some people hides behind that old but familiar word, guilt. People actually feel guilty when they have to say no to something or someone. So let me put a point here, and I am going to give you a few examples of how I have changed the way I look at the word no and in creating healthier boundaries. Number one, I started to notice that I could start my day early, and my day tends to end maybe a little later than most. And the people that may not work or the people that don't value your time will now start sending text messages after hours and actually expect that you are going to pick that phone up and text them back about non-important issues when you've worked all day. That no longer happens. I may look at that phone, but it will definitely be an issue for the next day or maybe sometime in the week. Because what I've learned is the pattern of responding inappropriately at inappropriate times creates patterns for people that think that they can walk into your life, your time, and your situation without boundaries anytime they want to about non-important things. Example number two. When the day is over and 5 o'clock comes, or let's say maybe even 5:30, and I say, all right, we've done enough work today. We have accomplished our task. Let's go. That means get your things, get your purse, get your bag, get your gear, and let's prepare to move out. Because what I had to realize is that as the employer, you sit at the helm, and if you don't get up and lock that front door when office hours are up, you invite yourself and your staff to deal with situations after hours that are inappropriate. Office hours are created for a specified period of time because healthcare workers often are tidying up at the end of the day, making sure that everything is done, going through messages, trying to respond to certain things, and trying to categorize what is most important at the end of the day that we need to take care of and what can wait until tomorrow. You see, the power of saying no indicates a person who is willing to set healthy boundaries, to protect valuable time and energy, which allows for better focus. And people who are not focused will not allow you to be focused. And the ability and power of saying no means that you have prioritized your time and you are not willing to let just anyone and everyone infringe on your time. For there are some people and situations that will suffocate you if you allow it. You see, sometimes saying no seems intimidating or that you are being inconsiderate. But that's not the intention. Sometimes people feel powerless to say no and to go along with something that they do not want to do because they want to be socially accepted. For some, it is easier to say no if they say something positive first and then say no. For example, I appreciate you inviting me to your event, but I will have to decline at this time because I have a conflict in my schedule. Then stop there. Do not say, well, maybe next time, if you know absolutely beyond a shadow of a doubt that you don't want to participate in whatever it is that that person is asking you about. Otherwise, you lead them on for the next time and you are right back to where you started. If someone waits until the last minute to ask you to do something, don't feel obligated to give an answer yes, because then you go home frustrated because now you have to hit turbo speed in order to come up with whatever it is that they're asking you to do, in addition to juggling your own responsibilities. Well, I don't work in a circus and I'm not juggling all of those things all at the same time. And I am clearly at a point in my life where I am not going to put up with foolishness from anyone. I had to start noticing for me in my own time, particularly as the world has become more digital. As much as we may or may not like it, most companies don't have phone numbers that you can call. Everything is about chat or the internet or whatever the case may be. But whether your doctors or nurses or your medical staff want to be able to help you move and migrate through, you know, this digital age, we are not able now because of time to hold your hand and still be able to do all of the things that we have to do. It is called positioning yourself to be in a learning mode. I cannot take responsibility for you and for me all at the same time, nor am I willing to. Now, that may sound a little strong, but it is fact. I can't be the doctor, the nurse, the receptionist, and all of these things. And sometimes when you're trying to balance too much, it does not make for efficiency. It just simply doesn't. And believe it or not, saying the word no is a form of self-care. It means that you are willing to put yourself first and set healthy boundaries instead of indulging in some event or situation that you either have no time for or have no interest in. So the moral of that last story is that you'll never please everyone, so don't try to. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to extrapolate into where we are in the world today. By now, I think we all realize the chaos that America is in. Because we have not set healthy boundaries, because we have lost the power to say no to situations and events that are not good for us. We have brought a lot of things on ourselves. Yes, we have come through COVID-19. The whole world has. Yes, interest rates have gone up. Yes, we live in a digital world. Yes, we live in a chaotic world. Yes, we get frustrated. Yes, people have lost jobs. Yes, the stock market has crashed. Yes, we are no longer getting along with our foreign neighbors. And so whose fault is that? It's ours. We brought this on ourselves. See, we've spent too much time in touchy-feely, how things make us feel, what it looks like, narcissism, how it comes across to the media, what sells. Oh, we've forgotten about integrity, morality. Oh, what about justice? What about democracy? What about free speech? Well, I think we can all see how that's playing out. You know, I was watching something on TV. I think it was on the news and they were talking about it. And of course, you've seen it in the articles where these very prominent law firms have had to concede to a presidential administration in order to get their clients that has secret clearance back. You see, we now live in a day and age where the office of the president is now demonstrating bullying behavior. If you don't do what I say, the way I say it, then I'll take this away from you and I'll take that away from you. And in turn, if you want this or that, then you have to give me this or that. And see, we thought that, oh, that was okay, as long as it didn't affect me. Well, guess what? Now it's affecting you. How many jobs have to be lost? How much of our democracy has to be challenged? When do we take off the cloak of cowardice-ness? When do people start standing up as women and men of integrity instead of acting as though they're in some social club playing around with our democracy, our freedom of speech and justice? And now we want to rally. We want to go out and now we want to fight for these things. Well, they told you what they were going to do. See, I've learned that when a person tells you who they are, believe them the first time. When a person shows you who they are, believe them the first time. Now, we may not like what each other may or may not do. And even if someone else is wrong, it doesn't mean that we go and do the same thing that's wrong. We have to be able to rise above situations, if at all possible. Now, we're human, so people have feelings. But above all, we have to understand our call to duty as citizens and as Americans. And as my grandmother used to say, make as many friends as you can and as few enemies, because you don't ever know when you may need people. You know, I think it's so ironic, the world that we live in right now. You know, America wanted everything that felt good because we thought we were all that and a bag of chips. Well, now, I'm not so sure, because there are things that I see on the news, people we voted for, people we trusted that would stand for us in the gap for our democracy and our justice, that is failing us. Yes, I said failing us. And we can sit and we can complain, but we better understand the power of the word no. No, you will not take my democracy. No, you will not just go and pick people up off the street and just take them away without due process. But these things are happening. How long is this going to go on before you realize that it's stepping into your court? Now, this is my opinion of what I'm about to say. And I don't care what race, creed, color, religion you are. Before they start shutting down a lot of these offices, particularly these federal entities, you better make sure you've got copies of your birth certificates or parents' death certificates or whatever the case may be, because you're going to need it. You don't know how this world is going to change. But I can tell you this, the Bible has predicted these days. Every realm of democracy is being challenged. And we brought a lot of these things on to ourselves. We have allowed power and greed, money and corporate control to separate us. but you're only as strong as your weakest link. And I refuse to let this world separate me from my brothers and sisters of all ages, races, creed, religion. That's what America used to stand for. Not this farce of justice that we are seeing played out every day for people who are no longer willing to stand up for the right thing. But for those that do, I thank you. So I will end this episode entitled The Power of the Word No by reading a few verses from the Bible. This is the King James Version of Proverbs, chapter 27, verses 1 through 6, and then verse 12. And it reads, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips. A stone is heavy and sand is weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than both of them. Wrath is cruel and anger a torrent, but who is able to stand before jealousy? Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful." And verse 12 reads, "A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself." So this ends my episode of The Power of the Word No. And it is always my hope that the words I speak impart wisdom and understanding, as well as enlightenment. Thank you for always tuning in. Thank you all for following. And I can also be found on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok as AR and then a space, Wispit, WISPIT. And again, this is Wispit by Angela. Wispit abbreviated stands for Women in Wisdom in Socially Powerful and Interesting Times. And my website, consider making a donation. And it is www.wispitbyangela.com. And Wispit again is spelled WISPIT. Thank you.